Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio again alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He is just coming off another win, winning another award for another movie that you've actually been able to do with the Rudy from the movie Rudy. Excited about that. Also in studio with us is Steve Siddall. He is our Safe Money correspondent. And we also have Marty Hensley. I have to say it twice because he's a little tall, folks. I got to make sure he hears me way up there, 7 feet tall almost. He is our retirement and wealth strategist. You might be asking, where does the height come into play? He is a former UNC basketball star. That is Marty Hensley. Welcome in, guys.
Star's a stretch.
We look at the financial world, and it's a confusing place. Steve, it is.
I mean, question about it. I learn every day. There's so much to learn.
I mean, you've been a news guy forever, right?
Forever, for years. Yeah.
When you had the UPI machine, the AP machine, all the stories come across
all the time. Every day.
I read stories every single day about financial advisors taking advantage of their clients. It's amazing how many of them I see every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them involve investments that are unregulated, which is very, very difficult for people to distinguish between regulated and unregulated. If someone's selling you something, they're going to make it sound like the best thing since sliced bread. That's what my teachers used to say.
Right.
You ever heard that? The best thing is sliced bread. And a lot of it revolves around real estate investments or investing in different projects or things that aren't regulated by the agencies, by FINRA and those kind of places. Marty, we see it all the time. Real estate, big one, where people are investing in promised returns until the real estate doesn't return like it should. We don't want our retirement money going in there.
One of the places we do not want is, especially with retirement money, is looking at a fluctuating investment, like as volatile as real estate can be.
Yeah, real estate is volatile. And then if you get into real estate investment trust called REITs that are non-traded REITs, that means there's no market for them. That means you're giving somebody money to invest in real estate that may never come out anywhere.
Wow.
So you may never be able to sell it, in other words. So supposedly, it's sold on a return. So it's a return on your investment, like you're investing in a drugstore and supposedly the drugstore will pay rent and then you'll get a share in that rent because you're an owner in that real estate investment trust. But what if the tenant moves out?
Exactly.
There's no money coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the unpredictability of retirement income.
And it's untraded, which means you can't sell it. You're trapped with it. You know, so it's the reverse Hotel California. You've got it. It'll never leave your pocket. It's never going anywhere. It's not worth anything.
And what sticks out to me as a consumer is that I really am relying on the advice from an advisor, you know, as to what I should invest in.
Another thing I see is advisors will put your money in their accounts at their office, and then they need money for a new car, let's say, and they use your money for a new car. That happens a lot, too.
Yeah, and then I read about them in the newspaper because they're in trouble.
Well, you need to make sure that the advisor is putting the money into a custodial account. That means they can't touch it. Like when you go to see an attorney and you put it in escrow, the money for your accounts. And we don't want to just throw all financial advisors under the bus. Let's throw an attorney or two under the bus. Every now and then, an attorney won't put the money in escrow, put it in the law firm's account and then spend it. We hear that, too. I see those kind of stories.
Wow.
The number one thing is you need to get the proper plan. You need to make sure you're dealing with a team of fiduciaries. That's what we have here down at staff. We have 3 fiduciaries. That's a term that no one knows what that means.
Oh, no, it's true. Yeah.
It means that we are, by law, required to put your needs ahead of our needs. And we should explain every single thing you're doing and why. Marty, we meet with people every week. When they come in, you look at what they have. Maybe they have a nice leather portfolio with hundreds of pages in there. And you start looking at it. They've never looked at it before, by the way. It's the pages still stuck together, you know, that kind of thing. And you ask them why. You get a blank stare. Why did you do this? Or why is your money here? Or what did your advisor tell you? What kind of answers do you get?
I met a prospect last week that paid a gentleman $4,000 for a financial plan. And I looked at him and I said, it looks like you just paid $4,000 for a nice leather-bound notebook.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can get a nice leather notebook for $100.
Exactly.
But nice leather, you can even have your initials put on it probably for $100. But it's still not going to pay your retirement.
Exactly.
And so there are a lot of these around here, man. It's all sorts of – it's sort of like when you buy a car and you're driving on the road, you start seeing all those cars everywhere. Once we've seen a bad financial plan, we see a lot of bad financial plans, and they're usually identifiable a lot of times by a fancy notebook they're in.
Yeah, we just appreciate so much the folks reaching out to us and let us give them a second opinion to find if it's a good plan or not.
Now, in baseball, if there's a runner on first, usually that's when it happens. There's a runner on first and there's less than 2 outs in the inning, like 1 out. And the batter comes up and he grounds to second. The second baseman gets the ball, steps on second, throws to first. What do they call that?
Double play.
A double play. Well, this week we have a double play of case studies. Roll the tape.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
I grew up, I was one of 3 brothers. I was the oldest, so I was the referee a lot of times for the other 2. And so Marty heard that Parker was giving a case study. So guess what Marty wanted to do?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so Marty's got a case study here. On $1 million example.
Yeah, I had a gentleman come in, age 70, had done a very diligent job at saving for retirement, had $1.2 million. And his income need from that, in addition to Social Security and some other income needs, he needed $50,000 a year from that $1.2 million. We ran out an illustration using past performance, using the actual returns on the account for him. At age 85, he had taken out $750,000 as income from the 1.2, and his account balance was $1,620,000. And he did that without ever having 1 year of having his principal at risk.
That is incredible.
So it's an advance and protect strategy because his money's going forward and it's protected. He has the core and explore because he's got money protected. Again, the core. This is a term I use a lot, Steve, but when people come in, Marty and Parker tell me they have to explain this to folks because their brokers aren't telling them about the core part.
No, of course.
It's a lot easier to sell the Explorer when you say, oh, you could get 20 or 30% in this account. And then they forget to say you could lose 50 or 60% in this account. We don't want people losing money when it's their retirement money. And so this example, Marty, they started with 1.2. They've taken out $750,000 over how many years?
15 years.
15 years, and they still have 1.6 left.
Over 1.6 million.
1.6 million. So that's what we call a spend and leave plan. That is going to go on. That money's left to their spending. They're having a comfortable retirement. They can get more if they want, too, right?
His three children were sitting on the appointment with us, and when they saw the 1.6 million that was left as a death benefit or legacy to the kids, they were very much happy with that plan.
Well, you know, the main reason why, folks, and if you're listening, you know this because I feel this, too. The main reason why you don't spend the money you need to spend for your retirement is because you're worried about the kids getting some money left over or grandkids.
See, that's because, where I'm at right now. Yeah, I'm 60. I've got 7 grandkids. Yep. That's what I want to do. I want to take care of them.
You know, you and the grandkids both have a common enemy usually. Your kids, their father and mother. So that's right. So, but the grandkids are more important than anything.
Right.
And so in this case, people don't have to go without. They can have a great retirement, and they know when they pass away or whenever they've got money to give the kids. Grandkids,
absolutely.
Or whatever they want to get,
sure.
Charities, churches, whatever.
Yeah, that legacy was very important to him, and he saw that $1.6 million off of a $1.2 million investment with $750,000 in his pocket. He decided that was made a lot of sense to move forward.
When we talk about retirement, there's 6 big risks, and the plans that we generate, we have a checklist, and we check off each of the risks that we cover. One was longevity risk. It doesn't matter how long they live, they're going to keep getting income. So we've taken the longevity out of the equation. They can live as long as they want. Therefore, they don't have to die.
Exactly.
Right? Inflation risk. You've got increasing income built in so that if things get more expensive, they got money for that because they started with 1.2. They've taken money out, and now their balance is 1.6 million. So they've got money to combat inflation. The risk of losing money and investment risk, you eliminate that completely. They're not going to lose money in this plan.
They did that without 1 year having any principal at risk.
Which also eliminates this other risk, sequence of returns. So let's say you start taking money out of a stock account and then the market goes down like crazy. You've got less money in there. You still have to take out the same amount of money. You're never going to return that money back into the shape it used to be. So you can eliminate that if you have a safe plan like you're talking about there.
Yep.
Cognitive decline. If they start going down in mental or whatever kind of ability, it doesn't matter because they don't have to manage the stock market anymore. You've got an automatic return income plan built for them. They don't have to worry about it anymore. It's set it and forget it. It's a green flag on a mailbox.
Yep, that's exactly right. We talk about it on the show all the time. We do not want to get up and watch CNBC each day to be sure that our retirement income is there.
And I talk about this in the Little Green Book of Life, and we're talk about this on a coming show. But folks, if you are one of the next 30 callers as we leave for the week and you want to have one of these examples done for you, which why not? No cost, no obligation. We could charge thousands of dollars for this because we're helping you in your lifetime make millions more than you could if you had money in the wrong places many times. So if you're one of the next 30 callers, we will do at absolutely no obligation or cost a financial and retirement income plan. It's a one-page sheet that shows you all this backed up by a tremendous amount of pages, but we make it very easy to understand. And what we will do for you is we'll take the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Like that's what you started with the folks. You showed them where they are. And then you did a fee report to help them untangle what they were paying their current broker or advisor. And you eliminated a lot of that and got them in a place that was a lot more comfortable for them. Even more tax-friendly environment many times. We'll do that as well, folks. But the most important part, what Marty was just talking about, we will run a customized income plan just for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, if you do this, believe me, we've seen this over 25 years for me and 24 for Marty. You take the worry out of living in retirement. And that's what retirement's all about, Steve. I mean, you're 60, you're thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
You don't want to worry about what the money's
doing.
All. You want your money to do the worrying and give you a check every single
year. That's
right. So we want to take the worry out of living. In short, we'll take the guesswork and the worry out of financial and retirement planning. If you're one of the next 30 callers, keep in mind, folks, as you've seen with some of these examples, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we can build the plans for as little as $200,000. So if you meet that criteria, give us a call for a no risk, no conflict, totally fiduciary plan.
You know, the first step really is to sit down with a financial coach. If something that we're talking about on the show today resonates with you and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that we talk about, just call in and you can meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is call us in 800-477-1135, and you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.